Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 914334883 81 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Paul. This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. I have an approval for you, so if you're interested, please give me a call. My number is 619-567-3726. Thank you.
Allegedly, negligently, and recklessly gave up the classified location of the plaintiff. I mean, I wonder what the burden of proof there is, and I'm not a lawyer. If she gave up the location, but then do they have to prove that terrorists on the other side went in and saw where it was? I don't know. And we talk about the drip, 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 Bernie. I know what. How does this play out? I mean, is this another hit for Hillary Clinton?
It should be, of course. Again, the media promises the way they should, and those missing 33,000 emails again. Crucial. Whoever has them, don't encourage anybody to hack anybody's system. But if you have them, release them, of course. And because the evidence may be buried in those 33,000.
I don't understand if there is already evidence. She emailed Chelsea about it. She talked to the head of the president of Libya in that evening of the attack and said it's essentially, we know it's a terrorist attack. And then that night released a statement saying blaming the video. That wasn't the first time that she publicly blamed the video.
She assault rockets to things that aren't
she talked to Chelsea that night, communicated with Chelsea and said it was a terrorist attack. And then the next day talked to the head of Egypt and blamed a terrorist attack. So she was saying one thing truthfully and then lying to the public. Point out the statement from the Clinton spokesman. He pointed out the 9 different investigations into the attack. None found any evidence whatsoever of any wrongdoing on the part of Hillary Clinton. Because in the world of Clinton, lying isn't wrongdoing. By the way, Judge Andrew Napolitano did weigh in on this today, and I don't think either part of the lawsuit are going to go. This is a reasonable, a logical argument, but certainly it's not going to go anywhere in an election year.
Remember, Julian Assange to step up again.
Oh, goodness. All right. Hillary Clinton, I'm not going to use Donald Trump's economic plan as the Republican nominee unveiled a proposal. He says, we'll jumpstart the economy by slashing taxes and regulations, but Clinton accused Trump of peddling old, tired ideas that benefit the really wealthy. Let's see. Announced a few days ago that he's got a dozen economic advisors. Let's see. He's got 3 Wall Street money managers, an oil baron, a former chief economist of one of the big banks.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.